Now, a story about homeschooled students and sports. Across the country, legislatures have debated whether homeschoolers should be allowed to play on public school teams. Indiana attempted to find a middle ground with a recent rule change, but as Steve Walsh reports from Lakeshore Public Radio, the change may be raising more questions than it answers.
15-year-old Noel Keeble is one of four children homeschooled in St. John, Indiana by his mother, who has a master's degree in education. His father has a Ph.D. in particle physics. Noel wants to be a professional soccer player and plays on a private club in the spring. In the fall, though, he's been out of luck.
Because all the club teams let the high school players go out and play for their school teams. I don't get seen as much. I don't get as much training as everyone else. And then I don't stay as sharp and ready.
According to the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, roughly half the states have laws making homeschool students eligible for high school teams. Advocates often dub these Tim Tebow bills after the homeschool quarterback who played on a high school team and then went on to win the Heisman and play in the NFL.
There are those within our membership that are not real excited about this rules change, and that was the reason why there was so much resistance to begin with.
Bobby Cox heads the Indiana High School Athletic Association. In May, the group changed its rules to make homeschool students eligible to play, but they left it up to the local schools to decide whether to allow these students on their teams. Cox supported the compromise after lawmakers failed to pass a law in 2011 requiring all schools to allow homeschool students. At the time, Cox lobbied against the bill, arguing it didn't guarantee that homeschool students meet the same academic standards as those in public schools.
There is a significant portion of our membership that would say that when a homeschool child decides to be homeschooled, they make a choice, but you forego other opportunities. On the other side of that ledger, we have those that are in agreement that says, well, a parent should always have the right to educate their child wherever they want to. However, they ought to be able to pick and choose whatever opportunities that are available from whatever institution or whatever agency.
It is difficult to justify allowing a true homeschool student to participate in our activities when they don't necessarily have the same oversight exercise for our currently full-time enrolled students.
That's Lake Central Principal Robin Tobias. He says his district has decided not to allow Noel to play on its soccer team. Aside from academic oversight, the rule change would require Noel to take at least one class and pass certain state tests, and the state doesn't reimburse districts for homeschoolers. Keeble's mom, Donna, says that's unfair. Parents are paying higher taxes after a recent referendum, and she thinks access to athletics should be separate from academics.
If the gym and the weight room and the soccer fields are part of those facilities, I just want them to have access to it.
Bob Gardner heads the National Federation of State High School Associations. He says some of this conflict is just based on tradition.
One of the cardinal principles of all states when they began regulating high school athletics in their state was that a youngster only can participate on a school in which he is enrolled and taking academic and passing his academic classes.
Gardner's members are now almost evenly divided. Each year, a few states opt to reevaluate whether to allow homeschoolers to play on public school teams. In the meantime, kids like Noel wait to see if it will ever be their turn to be on the team. For NPR News, I'm Steve Walsh.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.